are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and all other podcast platforms, including Amazon now, by the way. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Let us know what you think about us. What's up, Rye?
What's good, dog? How you been?
It's just us. Yeah. We go through this whole thing where we're like, roll out the red carpet for the guys, and we say, yo, anybody could join. Everybody's excited. But the gang is going to hold it down.
Facts.
We're going to do this anyway, right?
What's good, though, man? Week one in the books officially, thank God.
You know, I feel like it came and went a little too fast. It's almost like I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, true.
I got to kind of process this because I don't know if it's because of what. You know, I still don't understand what my strategy was. I don't know what I was trying to accomplish there, but I just felt like a lot happened this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of big games. I mean, a lot of easy matchups for some teams, and a lot of weird stuff happening.
It almost felt predictable. Like when we were watching, I have a few things that we're going to talk about. When we were watching the Chiefs and the Browns, it's almost like we knew exactly what was going to happen. Like we knew the Browns were going to jump out to a lead. We both were like, watch this. A turnover is going to happen. And bam, a turnover happened. Yeah. Did you feel like those good teams struggled? Like we knew they were going to struggle because that's what happens when they come off of preseason? Or is that surprising to see for some of these teams?
You know what? I'm starting to realize, and I don't know if you took this, and maybe, I mean, your team suffered a loss maybe because of this. Like, nobody's playing in the preseason, and this is their preseason games. So it's like they're coming out, and it's like, whoa, this is a lot faster. This is a lot, like, and they haven't, like, that's why, like, I respect teams like the Dolphins and stuff like that. Like, yo, we're playing our players, right? And again, risk of injury, I get it. Like, you want to be safe, but at the same time, I mean, these are like practice games for a lot of teams because some of this first time with some players that are on your team. And I don't know, it just looked like you said, like the Packers, like Aaron Rodgers didn't play a snap. The Bills, Josh Allen didn't play a snap, right? Like, so it was like, I mean, Josh Allen did play a snap.
But he played a few snaps. It wasn't many.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hard. Yeah. Like, do you feel like that hurts some teams?
I think that there's nothing like live football, right? You can't, like, you can on a practice field. When it's, you know, 65% intensity, you can really emulate like that, you know, all the competitive juices that flow when you're actually in the field, you know. But, you know, I guess some teams can hold practices where they get the most out of their players. But it's an interesting correlation when you see these teams come out and they want to reserve or preserve their players. And then they come out to the season and, you know, obviously it's part of the plan. It's a long season for them, right? They know what they have to tweak, the adjustments they have to make. Maybe they'll face this team in the playoffs. They don't want to show the full deck, right? But these games are crucial in the beginning of the season and it hurts us in fantasy land.
Facts. And you know what I just realized too, that some of these like backups and second string players, some of them were popping off. And hey, was it because they were getting a lot of reps in the preseason? And
it's those reps.
You know what I mean, like they was looking really fast out here. They was looking prepared, ready for this game. And the starters are like, oh, wait, we playing for real? Like,
it's those reps, man. So I think it's a great segue into some of the things that I want us to talk about, especially when we're talking about this before we get into our league, because this is why everybody's here too. I feel like they're nosy and want to know what happened in our league. But I want to talk a little football and what I wanted to talk about is basically what is the biggest surprise for you in out of all the surprises that we saw and all of the action that we saw, but what did you feel like was the biggest surprise?
For me, just off the top of the head, the Texans actually playing decent enough football, but I wasn't shocked that the Jaguars were going to suck. Like, I just didn't think they'd suck against the Texans because I expect them to be just as bad. But I think the Jaguars are worse than the Texans. And wow. I mean, it is on Sunday. Like, again, coaching matters. Coaching matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you can too attest to it. Like, your team is better now because your coaching is better, right?
Big time.
Like,
yes.
My team is better now, Washington, because our coaching is better. 100%. So people take that for granted. And man, the Jazz coach can't get fired soon enough. Off with his head. I'm every week, I'm like, fire Urban Meyer. And again, I don't want anybody, that kind of rhymes.
That
and
has,
I don't
want anybody good, to ring job, to it.
But come on, man. This man has no clue what he's doing in the NFL. Mm. What about for you?
On Urban Meyer, I agree.
God, he's a cancer.
I totally agree on that one. The biggest surprise were how the good team struggled. And I think that we kind of figured that out in our little conversation there. But I think it's surprising to see a team like the Buffalo Bills who, you know, everybody's picking. And, you know, Buffalo, you know, as being a Buffalo Bills fan, I always tell you, hey, man, it sucks that they don't give us our respect. And then I feel like every single media outlet finally came around to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And then, bam, this happens against the Steelers. And I'm not saying the loss was bad, right? We know that the Bills can play with the Steelers. The problem is that it felt like some of these decisions, or it felt like they weren't up to it.
It still felt like preseason.
Yes.
For the Bills, so, at least.
So I'm going to chalk it to – you know, think about also the impact that fans have in the stands. You know, they didn't really have that last year. There's a lot of rookies from last year that they've never seen Bills Mafia in person. That's big. That's huge. So I think you have some of that. You have some of the players that didn't play in the preseason, to your point. And you know, it's a perfect recipe to have exactly what happened. And I feel like that's what happened with an Aaron Rodgers, who we know that's not going to be the norm. I saw a stat that said that out of the Aaron Rodgers was 35th in quarterbacks in fantasy points, but only 32 teams played.
Dang, because Trey Lance had more points. Yeah. Who else?
It was Fields. No?
Fields, yeah. So yeah, he had a rushing touchdown, right, or something?
Yeah, so there you have it. So those are surprises, right? But we feel like we're stat-driven people and tends and trends and tendencies, and we feel like these teams, cream will always rise, right?
Yeah. It'll return to the median.
All right. So what do you think about playoff teams? Which playoff team do you think is going to have the toughest time this year?
From last year?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you and watching this Chiefs and Cleveland game. Like, look, I think the Browns are a really good team, mm-hmm. but like Data Kiss said,
it's good,
but not good enough. It's not enough. Yeah. It's not enough. Like, yo, they have no passing attack, literally zero. And in the league where passing rules, they just can't keep up. Like, you can have the best rushing attack, the best line, the best play action, whatever, like best defense. But if you can't throw the ball, you're not going to win games. And I think, bold prediction, I think the Browns might miss the playoffs because there's a lot of good teams in the AFC.
Hmm.
So
okay, that's
early prediction. That's my early prediction. You can put that on the board. But
we'll put
from
that.
What I see, man, they just don't have enough, man. I just don't trust Baker. What about for you, bro?
I'm not going to say the Ravens. I'm going to go with it's not a popular choice, and I'm not saying they're not going to make it, but I'm going to have to go with the Washington football team. And the only reason I'll say that, it's not because I don't like that quarterback. And you know, I'm a fan of Ron Rivera. I'm a fan of everything Washington football team has going, but Fitzpatrick was a big piece as far as what you were going to accomplish this year, right? You don't want that first round. You want to get to the next round, right? Like, you don't just make in the playoffs. You already did that last year, despite whatever, you know, the record was. You did that. You wanted that next step, and that's what Fitz was going to give you. Mm. Now, I will say, you know, we're Heineken fans. Heineken. We think he has some moxie. So I would just say caution my like what I'm.
Let's be honest though, he's just like a Baker Mayfield Jr. Like,
yeah. So again, the same thing that you put on Baker, if Heineken could keep, I keep calling him Heineken because that's what we do, but if Heineken can keep the decisions, you know, because his feet looks like sometimes his feet move faster than his brain sometimes.
Got happy feet.
Yeah, but I like him if he does what good Baker does, right? Because
not messed up.
Washington football team has tons of weapons. He doesn't have to be the man over there. He just needs to get it to his playmakers. And at some point you get Curtis Samuel back, right? So that's another weapon to add to that arsenal. That would be the only team to be on a lookout.
I agree. I agree. It hurts a lot. And well, he's out like 6 to 8 weeks or something like that. So it's not like he's done for the year, but as long as we can keep, again, I'm a Washington football team fan. As long as they can keep afloat, I think he'll come back and he should be able to still help.
And
might help him that he's out because he can save his body a little bit.
It's like a trade. It's like a nice addition, a healthy body in terms of reps in football, right? It's a burst of energy with some of the other teams moving a little slower, especially.
But that definitely opens up the door more for the NFC East that he's hurt for a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, one thing we know is that Washington football team will bring that elite seven with them everywhere they go.
Yeah.
And that's scary. That's going to keep them in games. I have one last thing before I kick it off. And which non-playoff team, let's flip it around, which non-playoff team now do you see that is going to bounce back and perhaps get into the playoffs this year?
Do you have an answer?
I don't know if I'm ready to pick this team, but I want to. But it's going to sound because I'm a fantasy, because I'm in fantasy.
got it.
Your brother would love this.
Yeah.
But I just think, again, you mentioned that division. It's like ripe for the taking. And the one team that showed balance this at least week one was the Eagles. If Jalen Hurts can play like that, they have a shot at making the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win a playoff game or anything, but
the Eagles look good, man. And they play the Falcons, but I mean, they still beat an NFL team.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That Falcons offense is still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I gotta look, I'm off the top of my head. I can't think. So as you keep talking about the amazing Eagles, I'm going to keep looking.
Man, hold on. The Raiders won. What do you think about the Raiders victory? What does that put you into that? Hey man,
They're still in the same division as Chiefs. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no,
not a wild card.
No. Don't hype Ricky. Sorry, Ricky. Like, hey, y'all got one. You better just, it's like when they beat the Chiefs. Did they beat the Chiefs last year, or they almost beat the Chiefs?
I believe they split last year.
It doesn't. It's good.
It's not enough.
You know what I'm? It's not who I think is gonna be better that wasn't in the playoffs, but it's a specific division, and I think you know what division I'm talking about. The only division that is everybody in the division is undefeated right now.
The AFC West.
The NFC West.
Oh, isn't AFC West undefeated too?
And the AFC West. Let me see.
The Chiefs.
Oh, and the AFC West.
Yo, wow. The West, bro.
Look, the West side. West side. W's
up. Yo, let's go.
No, look, both. Hey, but let's be honest. Like the Broncos and Raiders are going to fade. Realistically, in the NFC West, I think every team is a playoff team or could be. Right? Like, who says every team doesn't win 10 games?
Yeah, they're interchangeable there.
So for me, look, Kyler Murray played the Titans. The Titans look like straight up buns. They might not make the playoffs.
Exactly. So the question to ponder the rest of the year is: Is the Cardinals' defense that good, or are the Titans regressing on offense?
Or are they predictable?
Yeah.
But I think that NFC West. I'm excited to look at that and see how that develops, and then again, seeing how some of these teams who suffered tough losses bounce back because the Texans are in first place right now.
Tyrod Taylor, our fantasy people out there, we keep disrespecting this guy. I mean, me myself included, he took the Bills. He was the one that helped break that playoff drought. I think it's you know, in fantasy, I told Rye, if he puts up 250 passing yards, he's fantasy relevant. Let me tell you.
They were playing backyard football over there. He was just chucking it up.
I was like, what is throwing it up? So we'll see how long it'll last, because it worked with the Jaguars. Division game, first game of the season. I also said this will be the game where you look at the Texans record and you say, man, how did they win one game? And that was it, the first game of the season. The reason I wanted to bring up not only the injuries, I wanted to mention the beat writers, because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of reporting that goes around like he has this done with him, or it's an MCL or it's an ACL. And it turns out, no, it's 8 weeks. No, it's going to be 4 to 8 weeks. I think there's too much of that happening. And what was also happening is that, oh, Trey Sermon is the guy. No, this is the guy. And then you have a complete unknown that these people really should have been, they should have told us about.
Everybody's guesstimating. Yeah. Look, that's all you can do is assume until we kind of finally see. That's what week one unveiled to us. Like, look, this is kind of what it is. Obviously, it's only 1 week, so you can't take everything for what it is, but it's a good indicator for what's to come. And like a lot of overreactions over week one, right? Like, oh, this is going to be happening, blah, blah, blah.
Par for the course.
Like, matchups matter. Who those teams played matter. So take it with a grain of salt. I mean, do your eye test, like we always say. You watch the games for a reason, right? You don't just listen to people and what they say, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you could take, but I agree, man. Like, everybody's guessing, man. Everybody, oh, this guy's the RB2, or this guy's like, man, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I'm done listening to these people.
Yeah. Just with fantasy injuries, my people, you know, you can find some good resources yourself. The beat writers, I like when they relay certain information, but make sure you go and research that information yourself. Like, don't let that be the source. Just take it one step further. You can appreciate that that source brought it to you. Now you take it and you vet that information. I shouldn't have to teach you, but I feel like that's relevant. We just want you to be responsible and know what's going on.
Before we go into the matchups real quick, since you're asking a bunch of questions, one just came up to me. What was your who was your fantasy MVP of week one? Not on your team, just in general. Who do you think was like, oh, damn, I'm a little scared of that person if I got to play them every week?
Man, I'm going to give you two. Okay, Kyler Murray's one, because it looks like it's Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray looks like A-Rod last year, where you knew it was gonna, he wasn't going to settle for a field goal. He was just going to try to get touchdowns, and he wanted to score them, right? We thought he was not going to run as much, even though Kyler's bulked up.
Yeah, he did look a little thicker out here.
Yeah,
that's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, he mentioned it immediately. And we thought that, okay, it's so that he can sustain the year healthy. But we thought that they were going to hold back, scale back on the running. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. That's not part of the plan. My honorary person is a person that I'm very fond of, DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift. I have him as honorary member because, you know, you got a guy, Tyreek Hill, who's, you know, out of this world when it comes to fantasy. But DeAndre Swift, what he does when he touches the ball, it's like he's a running back version of Swift of Hill to me. He from anywhere on the field, you think he's going to take it to the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with an underrated guy, which, I mean, I was thinking about all summer. I was skeptical. Because he's getting a little older, but like, yo, the way Matthew Stafford looked on the Rams, he looks excited, he looks rejuvenated, yes. He looks like, I don't even know if he has a chance to win coming
free.
Back to the year, but he looks like he just got out of jail, like, Detroit is jail, like, and he was slinging that thing, like, the first play of the game, threw like a bomb to Jefferson. I'm like, he got the arm sleeve swag, like, yo, he feeling himself a little bit in LA, so I'm happy for him. As a person, happy he's not on my team. Not happy he's not on my team, but like, and then he abused me in week one. But still, like, he looked good, man. And I'm excited for the Rams. Look, that's why I had the Rams winning that division, because I'm like, with that defense and a better quarterback, how do you not win again?
Yeah. I would say he's an upgrade over Goff. No disrespect to Goff. I think he's a good player, but.
But disrespect.
Stafford. Yeah, but Stafford is just—he's good. Crisp, he's different.
But he's not enough.
Yeah, and Stafford's got that cannon, man.
Yes, he's
Ryan, you have anything else before we go to the other side?
Nah, we good, man. Let's get to this unfortunate matchups.
All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know, never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. That was quick. All right, let's get right to it. So what we're going to do, just to give you a quick rundown, is I'm going to share my screen. We're going to recap the matchups from last week, week one, and we're going to get into the matchups from next week. All right. Let me share my screen. See what's going on here. Let's not look at this one too much. unable to overcome starter's goose egg. PMP falls the whole show. Ouch. So as you see, I have no kicker here. At some point I saw I was gonna lose, right? And I said, what can I do? What can I do that I can control, right? So I said, I can either pick up a kicker and maximize those points because they can serve me well in tiebreaker at the end of the year, or I can not pick up a kicker and maybe secure a better waiver position. I don't know. Is that morally sound, do you think?
Absolutely.
Is that within the rules?
I mean, there's penalties for that, and you took that penalty, and now moving forward, you can't do it again probably, but still, it served its purpose. This is why losing in week one doesn't hurt as much, right?
So yeah. Or I could just take that negative five the next time if it really, really is going to secure, right? You know, what is a number one pick worth to you? I guess is kind of where this is going. But is it within the rules? In the comment section below or in our email, the fantasystandardtfs@gmail.com, let us know. Would you get mad if you saw someone in your league tank a week? I don't know if I call this tanking, but strategic tanking, no? Aside from that, what do you see from this matchup that stands out to you?
I mean, we look at John's team real quick. Again, it always seems like he thinks I'm a hater, but Tom Brady went off. I think I told you this off screen. Tom Brady will never score 37 points again this season. Mm-hmm. Just won't happen. I'm sorry. Like, he'll get his 30s. He'll get his like 28s and 29s, but I don't think he'll put up 37 again. Like, he had a perfect game against the Dallas Cowboys, who have possibly the worst pass defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect culmination. He threw what, like almost 60 pass attempts? That's crazy.
That's like a lot.
Yeah, if they're going to keep doing that with Tom Brady every week, I mean, good luck. Hopefully he can make it through the season. But if they're trying to win Super Bowls, I don't think that's going to happen. But he balled out. Robert Woods looked like he only had one catch.
He had one receiving touchdown. I think it wasn't a great day until that touchdown reception Robert Woods.
Well, that saved him.
Yeah.
But again, look, his team had 8 touchdowns. So 8 times 6 is about 48. So about, what's 122 divided by 3? I can't do it in my head. A lot.
122 divided by 3 is 40 something.
So about a third of his points or more came from TD. So is that sustainable? 8 touchdowns is a lot, right? Or am I bugging?
Yeah, no, that's a lot. I guess you can, I guess what you're saying is if you calculate a regression and maybe give him a few yards, it's not like you can expect this all the time, right?
This is the ceiling. And again, his team performed. He got Kamara did what Kamara does. Darren Waller is gonna do that. These are high round picks, but
they're gonna use Waller, boy.
Yeah, Denver's not playing the Giants every week. I know they have a good couple of matchups coming up, but
Carr only has eyes for Waller, bro.
Yeah, and look, like Jalen Hurts had 3 less points than Tom Brady, and he did a lot less.
Yeah,
like Tom Brady has to do so much to get 37 points.
Yeah,
380 and 4 touchdowns. That's crazy. So again, I don't want to sound like a hater. I'm just being realistic. Like if Tom Brady was on my team, I would take those 37 and run with it. But I'm not going into every week expecting that. Like again, CMC did what he does. AJ Brown and Jefferson should be better. Hunt, I mean, it's Kareem Hunt.
That's what I expect. It's either you get the touchdown or you get the 60 yards rushing and 40 yards receiver, right? Like either way, it's fine. And then Janu, you know, if you're gonna give me 5 points, I'll take it and run. So let's move on to the next matchup. What do you think? Mm-hmm. HHM and Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad, Jacobs made it a game. Mm-hmm. But this is the team that there was a little bit of disappointment, I think, on this stack, the Josh Allen and the Stephon Diggs stack. They ran into a really good Pittsburgh Steelers defense. That defense is for real. Look at the team. Pittsburgh's defense, Mike Tomlin had him ready to play week one. No adjustment needed.
X. Wow. I'm just looking at some of these points because obviously I don't look at everybody's team.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Melvin Gordon scored 17 points as well.
Yeah, he broke a long run on one of them, but he did look good. He looked like he had some speed.
Yeah, I know. Look, Josh Allen's going to be better. Diggs is going to be better. T. Higgins, that's about his ceiling. A touchdown and like 60 yards.
Mm-hmm.
60 yards without a touchdown is probably what his floor is every week.
And Cincinnati with the interchangeable receivers.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Russian roulette over there. Who's going to score the point that week? Tyler Boyd got left out. So Jonathan Taylor made decency of that half game he had, right? Totaling 116.
You love to see the receiving.
Yeah, yeah. That's surprising. And Hines was involved a lot too. So the fact that he got so much.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down all day versus Seattle. So that made sense. Josh Jacobs, that's not an impressive 16 to me. Right, like the fact that he needed two touchdowns to get 16 points, that's not TD dependent. No. I mean, you don't take those touchdowns away from him, but is that happening?
The one thing I'm watching with Josh Jacobs is that toe. Is it a toe injury?
Because he comes out like every other series, it feels like. They said he was hurt like five times in that game.
For a running back, I hate hearing a toe injury of any ligament or anything like that. I've had players like that are receivers. I can only imagine a running back. It's not good. Kyle Pitts underwhelmed. I could say that, but they ran into a Philly defense that, you know, looked primed to overachieve week one, I guess.
I think he messed up starting Tampa Bay. I would have never started them versus Dallas, but again, he maybe saw.
But I just think that some fantasy players like the peace of mind of just leaving a defense in there and not having to think too much about matchups because, you know, sometimes the defensive talent, you know, it supersedes that and you'll get a turnover here and there. But, you know, I like playing the matchups with defense.
Facts. On the other side, though, you want to talk about HHM's lineup?
Yeah, HHM, solid lineup. You love Wilson's production, right? It looks like they're letting them cook week one. They weren't messing around too much. Although it looks like they're maybe paying a little more attention to DK. So they're probably going to force his hand to show the versatility and the route tree that they were talking about in the offseason. Allen Robinson, you know, as the quarterback situation goes, so does A-Rob. He's going to get tons of targets, so you got to hang in there with him. But for as long as Andy Dalton is there, I'm not going to feel too good about A-Rob. Just yet, week two, he'll have 10 catches for 120 yards or 15 catches. Antonio Brown, pleasant surprise. Everybody said he reached. Look at this. This is what, you know, Tom Brady.
This is a ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. So
again, if you expect this every week.
Tough, but
good luck.
I see the 5, 6, 7 catches. Yeah, I see that. I see kind of that being a spectrum for the whole year. And the 7 will be like this, the 121. And the 5 will be like 45, 50 yards, right? Like nothing crazy. It wouldn't be too bad. A touchdown makes everything look better, though.
Facts.
I heard that from a source.
They're the NFC Cincinnati Bengals, like as far as receivers. Like, hey, Mike Evans got the short end of the straw this week. Mm-hmm. Next week, who is it going to be, right? Like,
yeah, that's true. Zeke, who was the guy that we said fell to him, didn't have a good week, but you look on the schedule, you probably felt like this was going to be the one game he wouldn't do anything, because no running back does anything against Tampa. It's actually really scary. If you have a fantasy running back that's going to play Tampa, I'd consider I think twice. There's only certain names that I wouldn't bench. I wouldn't tell you the names, though. We got Sanders, who looked good when he got the ball. I don't think he's a workhorse. He's not going to be a bell cow in that offense. Philly just rotates their backs way too much. Kelsey, I mean, he's like, one like guy,
guy
in this
guy, like that guy.
he's the
it
one
is
guy.
What it is.
Yeah, he's the one guy that I feel like you can expect this production Not weekly, every but week. Pretty much.
Top, he's a top five every single week.
Yeah, he's the one guy.
That's the only tight end I can say that about. I don't care how many. John, you can keep talking about Waller if you want, but Waller's not going to be a top five tight end every week, brother. I'm sorry.
Let's put that on the board.
Okay. Week two, he's going to prove it.
He's going to regress back to the...
Again, he's good. Look, I love Darren Waller's talent. Like,
yeah.
But I'm a realistic person, man. Like, I'm sorry. Even if I had Darren Waller on my team, I'd be saying the same thing. Like, Tyreek Hill's not going to do the same thing he did. Like, I'm realistic.
He's kind of super
young. But I could expect Tyreek Hill to do that again then before I expect Darren Waller to do it again.
Damn, he did it against the Ravens, though. I feel like that was like a revenge game for him, right? Like, that was his old team. Yeah. Do you feel like?
Yeah, true.
Right?
I forgot about that narrative.
Yeah, so I think a little bit of that played into, you know, first game of the season.
800 targets.
Yeah. Yo, Carr didn't look at anyone else until the end of the game. He's like, oh, I have these other receivers who are pretty good.
Yeah, when the Ravens were like, all right, we're going to put five people on Darren Waller.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's wrap up his team here. Blankenship will be fine. He's on a team with a good defense. But all in all, 1-0 for HHM, Suicide Squad, 0-1. Let's see what happens. The recap was Suicide Squad falls to HHM. You'll bounce back, man. Let's go to Dead Prez. Dead Presidents, who's per last year, so far in the regular season, the last year and change, he's been undefeated. It continues. Lamar got 20 points. Man, you know what's crazy? I didn't even look at this. It did not feel like he had 20 points. Yeah. Those 86 rushing yards. That helps.
That's crazy.
Didn't he fumble like twice?
He fumbled. I don't see it on here, but that might be put into his score.
It'll probably say
fumble if you scroll over.
Oh.
It doesn't show you for it. Does show you for like running backs and stuff.
Man, he,
hey, Davante Adams, wide receiver one.
I'll tell you what, it feels good when you can get a W, and most of your players underperform, right? And your volatile players are the ones that carry you, like Tyler Lockett is volatile.
Yeah, but then the team that he played. Underperform. You're not gonna play teams that put up 70 every week.
Yeah, that's another good point. But it feels nice to have a 97, knowing that you got average, mediocre performances.
Yeah, you'll steal it.
Yeah, Tanyan, that was surprising, but it wasn't surprising when you think about how the team played. So A-Rod and him, you tie them together. His receivers did solid. Cook. Rotated a little too much for my liking, but maybe that's the plan across the board. But Cook is going to be good. He's on injury watch too. didn't he hobble off the field
at one point? He's like Josh Jacobs. Every two, three series, they're like, oh, there's a tweak, and then they come right back.
Yeah, yeah. And again, Pod loves him. We love his talent.
Yo, and you know what's so funny? I don't know if you saw that Bucks coach today named Ronald Jones the starter.
Yes, I did. I was waiting for
like,
you.
He's a troll, man. I think he just does this to troll. Because how is Ronald Jones starting over Leonard Fournette? This man put up 14 rushing yards and he fumbled.
I'm just saying this. What happened with week one? Remember, normally teams had four preseason games. Mm-hmm. We wondered what was going to happen. Were they going to use this one, the first game, this extra game in the year now? Remember, they have an extra game. So are they going to use that to kind of, okay, let's make sure we're healthy. Let's execute our game plan. Let's get our guys gelling. It's an important game, but we have an extra game to get ready and prepared, right? So Tampa doing this, it feels like they felt Rojo wasn't quite there yet, and now they're gonna give him the start. Or the coach is just a troll, man, because it makes no sense otherwise, right?
Yeah, besides that, good one for Alex over here.
Yeah,
let's go. I mean, when your quarterback puts up three, there's no way you're gonna win. Like, it's just impossible.
You're gonna have to have, you know, guys like Tyler Lockett in your flex to overcome something like that, and he didn't have it this week. Let's go over. They called him offensively challenged. They call dead presidents offensively challenged.
They say y'all both flop. They say y'all both flop. W.
Yo.
Okay. That's wild. Yo, Yahoo, y'all disrespectful.
That is disrespectful, yo. Let's go to formerly UAA, now my father, and versus the Bat, the defending champ. My father falls short of projections. Succumb to the Bat. Yo, that sounded like a
movie. Might be the best talk. That might be the best little.
That sounded like the opening line to a Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
that was good, gentlemen. So let's see what happened here. The Bat won. So championship brings it right to week one and wins it. Tannehill didn't look too good against Arizona. But again, is that Arizona or is Tennessee due for some disappointment? DeAndre Hopkins?
When both of your receivers get two touchdowns, that's big.
Say that again.
I said when both of your receivers get two touchdowns, that's big. Oh, like, yeah. You got three position players giving you 20 plus. That's big. That's over half of his points from three players. That's crazy.
Wow. That is insane. It's crazy how this forces you to like look at other people's teams. Like, I wouldn't really look in this deep.
Eight touchdowns here, right? Eight touchdowns from his team. So you're expecting points. Eight total touchdowns. That's crazy, man. That's impressive. I don't know what that is. What are touchdowns?
Yo, I think I got five of those. Three from my quarterback. Mostert news is the big one here for the Bat, obviously.
Is it though?
It's not really surprising. Right? I think at this point, when you think about...
his name? Go ahead.
No. When you think about Raheem Mostert, you know, you're not really you're saying... Hold on. You're not really surprised.
Yeah. His new name to me is Raheem Most Hurt.
Wow.
He's lost that. Like, that's it, bro. Your mate, just retire, man. Retire.
Man.
They kept you bubble wrap all year, and week one, you get hurt. Hey. Thanks for not trading him to me, Ricky.
He played, I think, in the last preseason game, and he got tweaked up. So,
yeah.
We got Kittle, who's a solid 7.8, right? Like, if that's a floor for Kittle, that's I love that. Gaskin's gonna have to do some more heavy lifting with Mostert going down. So it looks like Gaskin, you know, might slide into that RB2. And Tyler Bass is one of the only kickers that I probably would have drafted. I think he can make it from anywhere on the field, and the Bills are gonna use him. Mahomes, per usual, slinging that thing.
Man, how does your quarterback almost put up 40 and you still lose?
Well, you have Mike Evans, who, you know, against a Dallas defense, he drew literally the only corner that could actually cover people in that defense in Diggs.
Like, we talk about touchdowns. He had four touchdowns total. That's it, right? Four from his quarterback.
From his quarterback, yeah.
And he's put up 96. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is, again, you like that.
That's more impressive to me.
Yeah, you like that for sure.
You like that?
So formerly UAA, I'm going to say. Think about that. Yeah, think about that.
Yo, trade me Mahomes.
What do you think? You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, good one for Ricky, man. Way to start off with a W.
Yeah, champ. Really good. Really good, my brother.
It's this one right here, man. We should have said this one for last, but whoa, man.
I'm telling you, I think Pudi has the most Monday night losses in the league history.
Yes.
I'm not going to go back, but I know that twice I beat him personally on Monday night, like crushers. And this is another one. All he needed was 20 yards from Andrews, right? Or was it 15 yards?
Oh, to win, yes, but he needed like 4 points to win from starting of the game.
Yeah, so to start, but to end the game, all he needed was
35 total yards is what he needed.
And I think he got a reception, and it was ruled like an incomplete pass, but at first it looked like a fumble, right? Mm-hmm. With Andrews in the fourth quarter, yeah. It was just, I hate those losses. I'd rather get blown out.
42 from Kyler, my Lord. These quarterbacks came out, and except my quarterback, they were showing out.
You love seeing Amari Cooper the way he's being used in Dallas.
Does
now?
Kyler Murray ever score 40 plus points again in the season? Yes. I say maybe yes.
I say yes.
Yes.
I say yes. Who's he playing?
Dak definitely. He'll score.
Who does he play plus in the future? I'll tell you when he'll do it.
Jacksonville. On the Rams, they're gonna kill Kyler Murray. But Jacksonville, he'll put up 35 plus. Minnesota, he'll probably put up like hopefully 18. Because I'm playing them, but
that Thursday game in Green Bay sounds
like a shootout.
Sounds like a shootout, but it's a Thursday game, so I'm gonna let them live.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's this game, the Seattle game. I'm gonna give them the 40 again.
Hmm.
That's gonna be a shootout. Yeah. So but he will score 40 again. It felt so long ago. Dak Prescott, you love that if you're a Dak Prescott fantasy football manager. Ridley, you know he's going to do his thing. You don't panic. You're not panicking here. To everyone. I think to everyone here, we need to pump the brakes. Do not panic. Remember, we told you last year, we're telling you this year. Don't panic. Just observe what's going on. Julio,
yeah.
If I'm a Julio owner, I kind of don't like that. And his coach has already come out and said that he played or he made decisions that were shitty decisions or something.
Bashing him, pretty much.
Yeah. So,
man, I wasn't a fan of Julio this year. But again, he'll have his Julio games. But
mm-hmm.
Good luck figuring it out.
Mike Davis had his yards. You like the usage, and Thomas, you knew he was gonna look better with Fitzpatrick. You had no idea with Heineke, but remember they had chemistry towards the end of last year. So he comes in and he throws the touchdown to Thomas, right? Or was it Fitzpatrick?
I think it was Heineke.
Yeah, so you like that if you're a Thomas owner. Daryl Henderson, you love that Matthew Stafford news, right? You love that he looks so good because, you know, that offense moves. They have a quarterback that they respect. They can't stack the box. Look at Daryl Henderson. Look at that. Your boy Butker.
Yeah, Tim, good luck. That's it. He ain't getting no more than that ever again.
He'll get his like 115-point game like 6 weeks from now.
Negative. He's gonna have three next week.
Yeah. Aside from that, so despite top scorer Murray, TBD falls to no struggles. You know, it sucks to have 40 from your quarterback. But it also, it's like, you know, the good news is I have a quarterback that can put up 40, right? So,
yeah, what does TBD stand for? Don't say to be determined. What would you think? What would you call him?
To be damned.
To be damned.
Because it's like, yo, the dude has the number one pick. The number one pick is out for the year a few years ago. It feels like shit is trying not to go good for him.
Judy already hurt.
Judy like, gets hurt. Yeah,
so he lost. What's his face? Gus Edwards. Like, damn,
yeah.
Bro.
So again, it's damn, like, bro. To be damned.
Make a donation.
But we still have him as our dark horse. Like, we still believe.
And yeah, now he got Kyler Murray. As long as he got Kyler Murray, he's going to be straight.
We believe.
Just got to figure out what the hell the rest of his team.
The rest of it, we got to figure out. And the last one.
Oof, let's not talk about this. So, no,
oh,
kidding.
Man. Yo, it felt like you had a chance and you didn't. Then you had a chance and you didn't. Then it was like a slight chance and there wasn't.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, so Doc Tops projections. Knocks off. Why so serious?
Damn, does Yahoo know how to spell? Go up. They said Doc Top projections.
Yeah, no, I auto-corrected.
Yeah. Like, what's going on over here, Yahoo? Can we get some correct spelling?
Herbert, I'm going to say this is probably the lowest scoring game for him all year.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen, and I still started him. But because, again, I don't know what he had way more opportunities. He could have easily finished with like 28. Mm-hmm. That BS fumble in the end zone, like, come on, man, that was bogus. And then the interceptions and drop passes. But again, it is what it is. 337 passing yards. I'm not mad at that against Washington.
Again, that's part of the plan. So if you see that, then you're happy. If he passes for 220 and he struggles and there's no touchdowns, then you're like, damn, I'm a little worried here. Hill was your quarterback this week, actually. And Herbert was your wide receiver one.
Was he the highest scoring first rounder?
What did Chubb get?
20. He had 20 point something. Because remember, Ricky had three guys with 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was the highest scoring first rounder, right?
Yeah, he was.
It's not going to happen every week, but I'll take that for week one.
But you take it.
But I'll take it. It's not enough, but...
But I'll take it. DK salvaged his day, I feel like.
Yeah, man.
We knew that touchdown was coming. It was going to come.
It was triple coverage in my guy over there.
Yeah. They're going to find
it. Good luck, Tennessee. Good luck, Tennessee, in week two.
I think this is where there was a bit of surprise in
oh my in Lord, man. What happened?
Urban Meyer, I don't understand why he tried to reinvent what worked last year in terms of James Robinson's usage.
How do you give him 5 carries?
Yeah, I don't understand. And then you had him 5? Split out wide sometimes. It was just like, I don't understand what this offense is doing.
They're not doing nothing. That's why they lost to the Texans.
Yeah. And then Harris, who, you know, we liked him as a dark horse to really like.
Yeah, he was looking all right. So that fumble.
And that fumble. So you wonder, is Belichick going to put him, you know, punish him for that? Or is he going to give him a chance to prove himself? Remember, Sonny Michel, he did this a few years back. He didn't put him in a doghouse. He kept giving it to Sonny Michel, despite what everyone thought. Everyone kept saying, okay, the beat reporters, oh, I'm hearing that the backup running back, Bolden. Remember, Bolden's been in the team forever. If he was any good, he'd be a starter by now, right? He is what he is. I personally think that Damian Harris, they're going to give him a chance. I don't think they're going to demote him as quick as people think.
Yeah, he'll get another shot.
Yeah, he'll get a shot. But and he I think better not fumble again. He better not fumble again because this is over. Dallas Goedert, to me, was a great surprise for you, right? Because if you can get 10 points from your tight end, you only expect 6 to 7. You get 10. You love that.
Yeah, I was yelling at him. I just want... Again, I don't wish injuries, but Ertz, can you retire, man, please?
Or get traded to the Bills.
Please, God, you're not good. somebody trade for him.
The Niners' defense is solid. You know, it's one of those drafted defenses. That's why I'm talking about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about any defense. But the Niners' defense, typical, you knew that they were going to do that. What you didn't expect was that they were going to give up 33 points to Detroit.
Exactly.
Stafford, we talked about him a bit. We like Stafford. We like what he's doing. It looks really good. CeeDee Lamb, you know, it didn't look too good for him in the first quarter. He bounced back as Dak was getting, I feel like, catching his groove. I feel like all of his other receivers, including Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, might be.
I like Amari Cooper more than CeeDee Lamb.
Might if I'm be being the way he was looking last week, because Cooper, you already know he's one of the best route runners.
It's just he got to stay healthy.
He just has to stay healthy.
And he's on Pudi's team, so that might not happen.
Good call. DJ Moore. Yeah, I think you've said
save
that.
Save him.
DJ Moore with the number 2 looks, I still get some used to, but same explosive player that's going to definitely going to do work this year. I like DJ Moore. Aaron Jones, every Green Bay Packer player that I'd spoken about, just copy and paste exactly what I said. They're going to bounce back. They're going to be fine.
They're all CC'd.
Yeah, yeah. But you're going to thank God that bad game was at the beginning of the year. That's how I see it. Joe Mixon, this is one of those guys where you're going to say, shit, but he was having such a good beginning of the year. I just caution celebrating just yet.
Does Joe Mixon score 21 more than one more time this year?
21 more. Would he score 21 again?
Yes, like, but I'm saying, I said one more. Like, so one for sure. Does he score more than one again? Like, not counting this one. Or is this a ceiling? Like, is this? I mean, no, the game went to overtime.
This is Joe Mixon's ceiling for sure. Yeah. This is his ceiling.
Nah, good game for him though. But, I mean, yeah. Minnesota's run defense. Did they get exposed?
Because the Bengals line is. I think atrocious. Hunter opted out all year last year, right? Hunter didn't play last year. Hunter.
Well, he should have opted out this year too.
So it takes some time to get these things together. I saw a video of Patrick Peterson getting cooked on a route by someone.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
Yo.
Jamar Chase was putting corners in a blender.
Yeah. So that Cincinnati team might be better than we think. And we talked about the Giants not adding to their offensive line. The Bengals, I think, added some pieces to that offensive line.
Yeah, but not as much. Yeah, no. Everybody was still saying it.
Yeah, so they trusted, I guess, the pieces that they had.
They added more to the defensive line.
Right. So we thought that they were going to have the same problems the Giants did, and you know, it held up. Is it Minnesota's defensive line or is it Cincinnati? So we'll see.
Yeah, and then Giants played the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hockenson, who is steal. He's always going to be a steal to me for where he got him. 17 points, man. It felt like he was getting every single target at least it felt like to me, right? It felt like I heard Ryan say, damn, Hockenson again?
He kept running that same little, like, flat route. Like, he couldn't – play action flat route. He scored on a touchdown. He had, like, a couple of big plays off of it. Mm-hmm. But, again, hey, is the Niners – are they going to be a defense you attack tight ends? Like, they got exposed.
Man, normally they're not either, because their linebackers are just good as hell. Tyson Williams, will he have another 15-point game the rest of the year?
I say yeah, just because he's in that rushing offense. But I mean, he impressed me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But again, the Raiders defense is not good.
Like, so if Latavius Murray is there and Le'Veon Bell is there,
they would get the same.
Is Tyson Williams essentially just Gus Edwards' role?
Yeah, whoever's there is going to be an RB, like a back-end RB1.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm just still disappointed in that Ravens offense. They still
can't pass the ball.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns, like, yo, you have to be able to pass the ball in this league. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Just give up.
I think the Vikings have a pretty good mix of run and pass.
Yeah, but they just don't have a good enough defense.
Right. It's their defense. And I feel like that team is polarizing because
combine. They should just everybody, all three, tag team, like create a super team like they do in the NBA.
Facts. Carolina defense, nice waiver wire pick.
Solid play. Yep, we expected that.
Really, really nice play. So all in all, man, it was a good matchup. First week of the season, you know, you see him put up 130 points and you're like, damn, you know, Mixon, is he going to get that again? Who knows? That Cincinnati offense just looked good. So good matchup. Matchup, man. You want to go to next week?
Not really, but yeah. I don't want to get too in depth because I'm sure a lot of lineups aren't set. So
yeah, I don't have mine either.
I don't either. I only have three players in my lineup. So I guess we can just like, let's just do this. Let's pick one person you expect to overachieve and one you expect to underachieve. And let's just move on.
All right. But so the projections here are 99 to 117, obviously. So who do I expect on my team to overachieve?
Yes. Based on the lineup you have in there right now. I could tell you instantly.
Kareem Hunt.
Oh, yeah. But again, Houston looked high.
Yo, they haven't played this offense. They weren't playing this offensive line.
It's a double, right? Like, because I'm greedy. AJ Brown is going to go off.
Oh, yeah.
Against Seattle. Because they're going to have, this is going to be like a 40 to 45 point game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going off. It's going to be the highest scoring game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jalen Hurts, man, he just looks so good. Just keep throwing it to Goddard, man.
Yeah.
Against the Niners, yo, again, bold prediction. I would not be shocked if the Eagles beat the Niners.
Oh, oh.
Hey, I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. A Washington football team fan, so you know.
I'm telling you. Hey, I'm rooting. I'm rooting for the Eagles this week.
Man, okay. So
only because I got two Eagles on my team. But don't worry about
Let's go over to HHM's side because, you know, of course, I got to play this tough ass team as I'm trying to find it. I have
who's his favorite? As,
I have Zeke.
What's the matchup that scares you the most?
I'm sorry.
What's the matchup that scares you the most?
That scares me. Man, after what I just saw Waller do to Baltimore, I'm no longer scared of that matchup. The Allen Robinson against Cincinnati, because Cincinnati gave up some red zone touchdowns to like a Thielen, right?
Thielen had two red zone touchdowns.
Yeah, but I feel like Thielen does that to everybody. But man, that Cincinnati defensive front was actually putting pressure on Cousins. They were actually pretty feisty. That secondary is pretty good. So Allen Robinson with Andy Dalton getting pressured, how much are you actually going to produce? that's my question.
Yeah, yeah. I think his receivers are going to be like hit or miss this week. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson is going to again fall short, but AB versus Atlanta, man. I mean, maybe they don't have to throw against Atlanta as much as they did against Dallas.
But they
will. Unless he gets it early. But I think it's he can have another big game, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's the guy I see. And Russell Wilson.
Obviously, that goes without said. We don't even have to say Russell Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's putting up 40. He's putting up 40, bro. Jalen Hurts better put up 40.
So, if we're going to talk about your matchup later, but Russell Wilson this week.
Yes. All the Russells.
We love him. Yeah. All the Russells. but yeah, give us, are we picking the winner or?
I'm not picking winners. No.
All right. Yeah. We could just,
in the comments below, man, put comments who your picks are for this week based on teams and go like that.
Yeah. Let us know who you pick. Yeah. So let's go next to Suicide Squad facing Doc. 111 to 117. Let's go over to Suicide Squad. Give me your player to watch.
Suicide Squad, my player to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm gonna go. This might be a surprise, but Melvin Gordon against Jacksonville, man. Jacksonville sucks. They suck. Melvin Gordon might have another 15 plus point game. Everybody wants Javonte Williams to be a thing, but man, Melvin Gordon ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
I don't think he's going anywhere. And Houston torched Jacksonville with like four different running backs. So
with all of them.
Yeah, they all killed.
They had Mark Ingram looking like an RB1 out here. So Mark Ingram, Melvin Gordon
from Alabama.
Yeah. Heisman winning Mark Ingram.
Yeah. So we got Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Higgins, Taylor, Jacobs, Pitts, Gordon, Gay, and Tampa.
A lot of tough matchups.
Yeah. Oof. Taylor against the Rams. It's a tough one. Oh man, Wentz is gonna get pressured on that one. I'm gonna go with the stack. Josh Allen destroys the Dolphins historically. He loves playing against the Dolphins, especially in Miami. So I say bounce back for both Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs scores his first touchdown this week. You've been inspiring me going out on the limb, bro. So I'm just going to join you in some of these. And I think Stephon Diggs scores his first touchdown. And I know Xavier Howard's on that team, but.
Yeah. What about the other side? I could tell you right now off the rip without even. I just looked at one matchup and I already know.
Are you going to pick? And Aaron Jones.
He's putting up 25 plus.
Yeah.
Like I told you last, I think at the end of the week one, the Packers are going to try to score 40 plus points this week because they got to catch up on the stats. So fire up everybody on the Packers. Davante Adams is scoring two touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers is going to have four. Aaron Jones is going to have one in 100. Like Tanyan, 60. Everybody's scoring.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb's going to get a touchdown. Go pick him up if you want. I'm telling you, they're putting up 40, bro.
Question for you. If none of those players do any of that, are you worried about Green Bay?
I am. And it's a Monday night game. Bro. And in Lambeau Field. I'm telling you, they're putting up 40. Okay. If they don't put up 40, I will be shocked. And then the Lions are a little bit better than we think because they almost beat the Niners. They had a chance.
I'm going to give you my player to watch is Joe Mixon. Prove it and do it against Chicago. Because if you can't do it, you know, I'm a fan of Joe Mixon. If he can somehow get a offensive scheme that's going to take the pressure off of him, and he's got a quarterback that's, you know, getting his wide receivers involved and his tight end. And even Uzoma looked good in that offense. Cincinnati. And, you know, we like those jerseys. So, Joe Mixon, do it again. Do it again. Run it back. So that's what I have for that matchup. Anything else before we...
No, that's good, man.
All right, let's go over to... Wow, Dead Presidents and the whole show. 117-116. It's a really close one.
Ooh, juggernauts.
Wow. So Dead Presidents hasn't lost a regular season matchup since last year. The beginning of last year. He hasn't lost. Yeah, since I beat him. Yeah, so he's... Right. But...
He lost towards the end of the last year.
Yeah, that's right. He was on a run. But nonetheless,
can he try to do it? Can he keep the streak going? 1-0 teams facing off.
Can Lamar show up against KC? What are his stats historically against KC?
I don't know, man. I feel like he struggles a little bit against KC.
Mm-hmm.
KC just might know how to play him very well, but I'm not 100% sure. But look, you see Devontae Adams. 15 points.
Oof.
He's putting up 15 plus, man. That's automatic.
Man, look at this. He's got some primetime players. He got Swift on Monday night.
Lamar Sunday night.
Barkley
Monday night. Yeah.
Washington and defense Washington. Thursday night.
Damn, okay. I see you.
Yeah.
Normally. You don't have John sweating.
Thursday night games, I don't like having too many players, but primetime games, yeah. I love having players because I just feel like they want to show up and play big. Man.
Yeah, John has his primetime kicker playing.
I'm gonna tell you who on London's team I'm gonna pick. Dead Presidents. I'm gonna pick, you know who I'm gonna pick, man. I'm gonna pick DeAndre Swift. I mentioned him earlier. He's playing Green Bay Monday night. The world's going to see it.
Yeah. I think both of his receivers go off this week. Keenan Allen playing Dallas, go off. Devontae Adams versus the Lions, go off. They might do what Ricky's team did, put 20 pluses, both of them. And I don't know if Robbie Anderson and Robert Woods could do that.
Honorable mention, Tyler Lockett against Tennessee. Who knows?
Oh yeah, I forget he has Lockett in the flex. Yeah, oh,
but this might
his,
be a,
his receivers might put up 50 plus combined.
Yeah. You only need 20 from Lamar this week. So on the whole show side, you got to put up 120 this week.
Yeah, Kamara. I mean, Kamara's
that's a division game.
Does yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Edwards-Helaire versus Baltimore. He's gonna have to rely on touchdowns, and he's not a red zone back.
Woods is going to have a tougher time now, won't you? You would think so with Indy. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Depends, because they didn't get him involved as much last week, so they might try to like game plan to get him involved more. Robbie Anderson versus Saints. Whew. That's going to be a tough matchup. Look what they just did to the Packers. The Saints low-key are nice. He has a good defense with Denver versus Jags. Tucker is going to do what Tucker does. Devontae Williams is going to keep underperforming. Even against Jacksonville.
Do you think he needs an injury to take over, or do you think that transition?
Yeah, Melvin Gordon is the starter, man. Melvin Gordon is the starter. Unless they like start. It's literally what happened with J.K. Dobbins last year. So they stop using the primary back.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get as much opportunity unless he takes advantage and he's efficient with his touches, which if he does, I don't think he's that special to be able to do that with like 10 touches. Because what did he do last week? I know he didn't have that many points, but what did he do? How many touches did he have? 10? So look, 14 attempts. 40. Come on, man. Come on. That sounds like a plotter. 45 divided by 14. That's 3.2 per carry. It's not the worst.
And then we got Denver's defense against Jacksonville. So,
yeah. And Waller versus Pitt. Hey, John said he's got a top three tight end every week. Hey, put your money where your mouth is here.
It might be tougher against Pittsburgh. Might be tougher. And then Edwards-Helaire, the one thing that Baltimore does right is defend the run. Although against Las Vegas, it didn't look so. We'll see.
I mean, they did pretty good. Josh Jacobs had 2 goal line touchdowns. Yeah. Edwards-Helaire is not getting those.
No.
He can't get through. They're not running him in the red zone.
Yeah. So,
but again, Tom Brady versus Atlanta, can Brady put up what he's projected, 28? Do you think he over under, does he go over his projection?
Over.
Over 28?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this might be troll mode, Tom Brady.
Like Aaron Rodgers last year?
Yeah. Like Kyler Murray this year too.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, let me go to my father. 114, hey, man. Father. You see, he drafted such a good team.
Yeah, they just got to put up points.
Yeah, 114 against Smooth Criminal. Okay, so tight end and wide receiver spot empty. Is he making a move?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Is he making a move in the waiver wire? By the time this episode comes out, we would have known the answer.
Yeah, Mahomes versus Baltimore, that's going to be a good game. Evans probably bounces back. I think he does decent versus Atlanta.
This will be a boom week for Evans.
Yeah. And, yeah, everybody else looks pretty half decent.
Henry will bounce back and get a touchdown, you feel like. Edmonds, let's see what happens again. It looks like they have a nice – I think – that's another thing that we didn't talk about. It looks like they have a split going on there in Arizona. It doesn't look like they made Edmonds the de facto starter. It looks like they kept him in his role and they gave Connor the Drake
Connor's
role.
Inside, Connor's mostly inside the 20s and Edmonds is within everything else.
Yeah.
Because Connor had like 16 carries last game, which wasn't impressive, but
you love that. You love that for where you got him.
Yeah,
right. Henry, I think that New England offense is because of Mac Jones, and he's a rookie. Probably feels more comfortable with his tight ends. It's gonna be more of those tight ends getting work there. Claypool, big fan of his, so we expect him to keep doing what he does. And that New England defense against the Jets. Oh, against a rookie quarterback. This could be interesting right here. Man.
Rookies versus rookies.
Yeah, but the Belichick against Zach Wilson is going to be a thing to behold.
Yeah, Zach Wilson got sacked like 5 times last week.
Yeah, and he just lost his big boy left tackle for the year. It's not going to look. Judon. Let me tell you, if there was one free agent signing that was so good, he was all over that field against the Dolphins.
Number 9, right? He's number 9.
Yeah. All over the field.
He was flying. That's all I saw.
Yeah. Let's go over to this side. So, did we pick
Cook
a player?
Cook. No. I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is putting up 35+.
Okay.
It's going to be quarterback. I mean, but they're going to cancel each other out because he's playing Mahomes. So, it's not going to like... He's going to need more than just Aaron Rodgers.
Right. He needs troll Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. Player to watch, Godwin. Got in. A lot of work. I know he has Evans there, but I guarantee Godwin gets just the same amount of work that he got last week. Is the odd man out, Antonio Brown? Or are they all touchdown scorers this week? And is it?
I feel like it's impossible to have 3 receivers with 100 yards in a game. Like, that's just
no.
Hard,
but you, I think 45 in a touch. You know what I mean? Like 75 in a touch and like 65 in a touch or 100 in a touch for like an Evans, for instance. You know what I mean? Because he catches 2 passes and the second one is a bomb for a touchdown. Like I could see that. I could totally see that play out. Like you just take one touchdown away from Gronk and give it to one of the receivers that didn't get it. That's pretty much how it'll play out. I don't see Brady doing 40 though.
No.
Cooper Kupp. Yeah, I got Godwin on this one. I want to see what he does. Did we pick on this side?
Which one?
On this side, which players to watch?
I'm gonna be watching Mahomes.
I got Claypool.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching Mahomes. Yeah, no okay. reason.
Just because Patty, man, he does things. The quote of the week was what he said about Tyreek.
Yeah, just keep throwing at him. Just hope he's down there.
He said, "F it, Tyreek down there somewhere." That was good. Oh, 1-0 teams facing off against each other. No struggles. Who? You know he's been hard luck the last few years. Looks like the tide is turning there. No struggles. Dak Prescott definitely helps his team. If Dak Prescott does what he did week one, or even a shell of that, he's good. Yeah. Might be a little tougher against the Chargers. What do you see here? What do you got?
I expect Calvin Ridley to bounce back. I think Tampa Bay's pass defense is overrated. Their run defense is elite.
They lost Murphy Bunting too, so that was a big loss.
I think Calvin has a that's my guy that I'm picking with at least 100 yards and a touchdown here.
Okay.
And he shows why he was being drafted in the second round.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I know I have. Okay. Now I have to go with Mike Williams. Huge fan of Mike Williams.
Where's Dallas? No, yeah. Why?
Who would ever do that? I almost took Julio because of Seattle, despite having AJ Brown. But no, I'm gonna go with Mike Williams. Mike Williams is getting a lot of work. He gets the dangerous work where they just throw it up to him from all over the field. I love at least the attention that Herbert had on him. Right, it was week one. Some of those, I think he had some balls that maybe he could have caught.
A lot of drop, like four drop passes, and Herbert still kept going him. So
I actually think this is the matchup that's going to turn it around for him.
We've been waiting for Mike Williams to blow up since he was drafted in the top 10 in the NFL draft. So
Yeah. So that's my player there to watch. And I'll throw in Eckler from his team too. I see Eckler doing a receiving and a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a shootout, man.
Yeah, on the other side, I think Nick Chubb is gonna annihilate Houston. He might put up 25.
Mm.
Besides that, I mean, his receivers playing against each other. Kittle and Philly should be all right. Odell, wow. Good choice.
Dell in the flex. I'm gonna go with Tannehill to bounce back against Seattle.
Yeah. It's gonna be a shootout, man. It's a shootout.
Yeah.
Highest scoring game of the week.
And DeAndre Hopkins might also go off. So that's what we have there. We're gonna go to the final matchup, I think, right? Yeah. Why so serious against a pair of 0-1 teams going at it?
Somebody's got to win.
Someone has to win. So we have Pudi with his lineup in there. He said, okay, this is basically what I'm going with. And we have you with, no, this is
my heavy hitters.
This is who I know I'm going with. And just
everybody else is still, hey,
come back. Yeah, we're still evaluating everyone.
Yeah, we're talent evaluating. After a loss, you got everybody who didn't perform is on the. The only reason Herbert's in this is because he's playing Dallas.
Yeah, honestly, it's easy for me to pick the player then that I'm highlighting for you, and that's DK, because against Tennessee with what Arizona just did to Tennessee, I can only imagine what these birds are gonna do. So same division too. You know, Arizona just did it to Tennessee, Seattle from the NFC West, they could totally do the same thing.
Yeah, his team, for me, that scares. Obviously, Kyler scares me, so that goes without being said. But his running backs have a chance to really go off, both of them. So we'll see Thursday what Gibson does. I saw him come up on the injury report today talking about like a shoulder or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I don't know what it was. But if he's fully healthy, man, he's a problem. And if Harris had a bad outing against the Raiders, who just got gashed by Lamar and every other running back there, like, they might be able to put up 15 plus. It's just the rest of his team has to score too. Man, but he has some good matchups, man.
Nyheim Hines in a flex, huh?
Yeah, he had 8 points last week. I mean, he doesn't have many options. But yeah,
I'm going with Amari Cooper.
Yeah. And I like Cooper too. I'm just hoping he doesn't do good. for reasons unknown.
I'm interested in seeing if he looked like the typical
Cooper looked like runner, a stud,
the separator. Like, he was.
Hopefully he didn't burn out in week one.
We'll see.
Hopefully he did, though.
Hopefully this is like a leap week for him.
yeah, I love week. Hey, limp off the field. So no. I'm kidding.
So that's what we have. That's what we have, man.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a lot of great matchups to get into next week.
Biggest blowout, rightfully so. I got annihilated. Even though I put up 103, I still have the biggest. That's crazy. You know the biggest blowout when it's only 27 points. I'm glad. Because last year we were having like 40 pieces, 50 pieces. So the league's getting better.
We're still getting warmed up.
Yeah,
we're still getting warmed up.
7 for biggest blowout, that's like a normal loss.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's actually not bad at all. Yeah, so again, the thing that counts the most when we look at this before we get off is you know, the points for. That's very important to note, because that's part of the tiebreaker at the end of the year. Where are you in your picture so far, right? And what I would say to whoever's watching this and it's a fantasy player is that the standings in the beginning of the season, they matter. Wins matter. We're not going to sit here and tell you that wins don't matter. But just understand what the playoff picture is. Understand what the tiebreakers are. And don't panic. Remember why you drafted some of the players you drafted. Remember the game plan that you had and stick to it. Don't deviate. You're going to see other players making all these fancy moves. You can do that, or you can just stick to your guns. But On the flip side of that, if you see a sinking ship, do not stay on it and sink with it.
All right. Yeah. So, after this week, you have a better understanding of what your team is like, and then you can be like, all right, I got to panic a little bit.
Yeah. Like, you might have some pieces that are valuable that you maybe say, you know what, I have an excess of this, right? I don't need this on my team. Maybe I can turn this into something that I could use, that I really need and I want to root for. So that's another thing to think about.
You know what I'm laughing at? Yahoo is so dirty, man. They know how to put salt in a wound. So I'm looking right here at your screen, and it says fantasy medals. Hall of Fame hopeful. Bronze medal goes to Pudi. One of your players scored the most points of any starters this week. You're on your way to greatness. It's like a pat on the back. Like, hey, you had the highest scoring quarterback, but you still lost.
Here's a medal. Participation points, man.
He got a participation award.
Everybody gets a trophy. But hey, still impressive to have a most. So far, I lead the league in waiver moves. By the way, in
shocker. I'm not that far behind you.
Yo, it's always the same cast of characters, bro. I this year I vowed I wouldn't do it, and you know, we just got to be sharp on it. So is there anything, Rye, that you want to talk about before we head into yet another week of great fantasy football?
Nah, man. I mean, it's going to be bittersweet this week for me, because, I mean, my favorite team is Washington, and Pudi does have our running back, and we do play on primetime on Thursday, so it's going to be hard to root for them. I'm going to be rooting for everybody except Gibson, hoping McKissick or somebody gets like some receiving work. But I'm excited for those games. I'm excited for all the other games on Sunday, man. Like, football's back. This first week was kind of, like you said, went by fast. Couldn't really take everything in. Had a loss, so hopefully we're hoping to change that this week to wake up and feel better for Mondays.
Loss week just doesn't really, like,
makes you not want to look at fantasy for a little bit.
Yeah, man, it's like, why did you take the one thing I'm looking forward to away from me?
Yeah, but nah, besides that, man, glad we got out of week one without any major injuries, and moving on to week two.
Yes. And those of you right now that have stuck around this video, what I would love for you to do is, if you can, take a moment in the comment section below. Let us know how you're doing in your fantasy seasons. Are you in a 12-team league? Let us know everything. Share whatever you want there. We're willing to talk to you. Email us email Melissa. Email us at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. That's thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. One thing I do want to note, and I have to note it because it's one of our guys. The music in the background that you hear, it's all produced by Infamy. Go check him out. It's www.infamysounds.com. Check him out. Rye, you got anything else?
Nah, man. We'll see you next week. Hopefully I won.
You wishing good luck to everyone?
Yeah, except Pooty. Good luck to everyone except Pooty.
Yeah, on that note. On that note, for Ryan, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.